Well, right about now, it is time to find out what is happening in the world of showbiz with my friend and yours, the one and only Mr. Lance Zeman, with this week's Entertainment Report. What's happening, Lance?
Dookie, Martin Lawrence is returning to the police force, but this time there's no Will Smith. Lawrence stars alongside Melissa Roxburgh as one of two detectives on the case of a copycat murderer who enlist the help of an incarcerated serial killer played by John Malkovich in the thriller Mindcage. The film is more Silence of the Lambs than Bad Boys, and it's due out in December. And Lionel Richie has been announced as the recipient of this year's American Music Awards Icon Award. Richie started his career as a member of the Commodores before going solo and becoming one of the most decorated artists of all time. His solo hits include All Night Long and Hello, and he famously co-wrote the 1985 song We Are the World with Michael Jackson. The Icon Award will be Richie's 18th American Music Award, and the ceremony takes place on November the 20th. Yeah, bum day. If you only do one thing this weekend, make sure that it's a trip to the movie theater to watch Black Panther Wakanda Forever. The picture tells the story of the people of Wakanda as they fight to protect their home from intervening world powers while they mourn the death of King T'Challa. Letitia Wright, Angela Bassett, and Winston Duke are just some of the stars who reprise their roles from the first film, and they have to carry on the legacy of the late Chadwick Boseman. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Order some of the Duke's famous hot wings, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thank you so much, Lance. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, thanks to the good folks over at Solid Gold Podcast, you can get the Entertainment Report wherever you get your podcasts.